This afternoon we will be looking at what the Bible has to say about a delicate subject.
今天下午我们将寻求圣经如何看一个讳莫如深的问题。
Sexual intimacy.
性关系，亲密的关系。
I would tend to warn in advance about such a sermon.
在还没讲这个话题以前，我要非常谨慎小心。
But that reflects my own background and not our current society.
但是这只反映我自己的背景，并不是我们目前生活的社会。怎么看待这个问题？
We live in a sex-oriented society.
我们生活在一个性导向的社会。
It's plastered on billboards.
性导向的广告满街都是。
It's advertised on cars.
街道上的汽车性导向的广告随处可见。
It's the theme of television shows and movies.
性导向的广告牌是电视节目和电影的主题。
It's used to sell cars, clothes, cosmetics, and a host of other things.
性导向的广告用来卖车、卖服装、卖化妆品，还有其他的东西。
It's on the agenda in politics.
性导向的广告也是政治的议程。
And it's even found its way into schools.
甚至来到我们的学校里。
Even preschoolers are subjected to materials that would have been criminal not too many years ago.
今天学龄前的儿童也面对几年前属于犯罪的材料。
And that should not surprise us.
我们不应该感到惊讶。
The Apostle Paul in Romans 1 indicated that this is a result of rebellion against God.
使徒保罗在罗马一书说，这是反抗上帝的结果。
Says that when man rejected God,
当人们拒绝上帝的时候，
God gave them over to the sinful desires of their hearts, to sexual impurity.
上帝保护不了人心中性罪恶的性欲望。
The misuse of sex gets worse and worse as man gets further from God.
当人远离神的时候，性的滥用会变得越来越严重。
Now, God gave sexual intimacy to man and woman in marriage.
在婚姻里，男女的性生活是上帝给的。
We should not glorify sexual intimacy outside of marriage.
我们不应该美化婚外的性生活。
But neither should we demean sexual intimacy within marriage.
我们也不应该贬低婚内的性生活。
God has placed boundaries around marriage for our good.
上帝为了我们好，已经把婚姻的边界限定了。
He has placed sexual intimacy within marriage to protect it and enjoy.
他已经把婚内的性生活让男女享受，以保护婚姻。
And he has declared it sinful outside of marriage.
上帝宣布，婚姻之外的性生活是罪恶的。
We will look at these two perspectives of sexual intimacy to better understand the boundaries which God established.
婚内、婚外的性生活，我们将从这两个方向来看，来了解上帝建立的边界。
When God created Adam and Eve, He commanded them to be fruitful and multiply in number.
当上帝创造亚当和厄娃的时候，夏娃的时候，他吩咐他们要多生育。
Therefore, God intended sexual intimacy.
因此神赐给亲密的性生活。
Furthermore, God created Adam and Eve to be joined as one unit.
此外，上帝创造亚当跟夏娃两位一体。
He established marriage.
上帝建立婚姻。
God said that a man should leave his father and his mother and be united with his wife.
上帝说，一个人要离开他的父亲，要离开他的母亲，和他的妻子团结。
They will become one flesh.
他们将成为一体。
The Apostle Paul associates this with sexual relations.
使徒保罗把一体和性关系连在一起。
God created sexual intimacy for marriage.
上帝在婚姻里创造了亲密的性关系。
It is right and proper within marriage.
亲密的性关系在婚姻中是天经地义的事。
And this becomes clear as Paul develops principles for sexual intimacy within marriage.
这点我们可以从保罗对婚内亲密的性关系的原则来了解。
So look please with me at 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verses 2 to 5.
请看哥林多前书七章二节。
Verse 2 gives us the first principle.
第二节给我们最基本的原则。
It's the principle of fidelity or faithfulness.
它是忠诚的原则。
Could you read verse 2 again for us?
但要避免淫乱的事，男子当各有自己的妻子，女子也当各有自己的丈夫。
Paul's wording implies that marriage is a relationship of one man and one woman.
保罗的言辞暗示，婚姻是一个男人跟一个女人的关系。
Each man is to have his own wife.
每个男人有自己的妻子。
Each woman is to have her own husband.
每个女人有自己的丈夫。
Since this is to guard against immorality, it assumes faithfulness.
婚内亲密的性生活是为了防范不道德，所以忠诚是基础。
God expects married people to be faithful to their partner.
神期望结婚的人忠于自己的伴侣。
Verse 3 states the next principle.
第三节证明了下一个原则。
It's the principle of liability or obligation.
这是责任跟义务的原则。
Verse 3 says the husband should fulfill his marital duty to his wife and likewise the wife to her husband. Can you read that?
七章三节，丈夫当用合宜之分待妻子，妻子待丈夫也应该如此。
Marriage obligates a man or woman to give sexually to the spouse.
一个结婚的男人或女人有义务配合配偶的性需求。
Verse 3 describes the sexual relation as paying the debt one owes.
第三节描述性关系如同负债。
The Bible uses the word elsewhere to refer to a financial debt.
在其他地方，圣经使用“债”这个词，是指金融的债。
In marriage, one partner owes the spouse sexual intimacy.
在婚姻中，配偶的性亲密是负债，是任务。
The emphasis in the passage is not on receiving, but giving.
这里强调的不是获得，而是给予。
It is not a license to demand whatever you want from the other person.
配偶的性关系，这不是要求配偶的许可证。
It's a command to give to the other what he or she needs and rightfully belongs to him or her.
这是一个命令，给配偶他需要的和他理应属于他的。
Men in the male-dominated Corinthian society needed to understand this.
男人在以男性为主的科林多社会里面需要了解这点。
On the one hand, God commands the wife to give to her husband sexually.
一方面，上帝命令妻子给丈夫性亲密。
But on the other hand, a husband is to give his wife what she needs and desires.
另一方面，上帝命令丈夫给他的妻子他的需要和他的欲望。
And men and women are different.
男人跟女人是不同的。
Individuals are different.
个体有区别。
Do you know what satisfies your spouse?
你知道如何满足你的配偶吗？
Or are you guessing based upon what you like?
还是你在猜测你的配偶喜欢什么？
The third principle is in verse 4.
第三个原则是在第四章。
It concerns authority.
它涉及到权利。
Marriage gives authority over one's spouse, over one's body, to the spouse.
婚姻，你是把你的身体的权利给了配偶。
Verse 4 says, the wife's body does not belong to her alone, but also to her husband. In the same way, the husband's body does not belong to him alone, but also to his wife.
七章四节，妻子没有权柄主张自己的身子，乃在丈夫。丈夫也没有权柄主张自己的身子，乃在妻子。
This principle builds upon the statement in Genesis 2.
这个原则是建立在创世纪二章的圣名。
The two shall become one flesh.
两位成为一体。
A husband and wife are not two completely separate and distinct individuals.
丈夫和妻子不是两个完全独立独特的个体。
In some sense, they have become one.
在某种意义上已经成为一体。
Neither the husband nor the wife has sole authority over his or her own body anymore.
无论是丈夫还是妻子，对他的身体已经没有授权。
Authority is now shared with the spouse.
对他们的身体必须跟配偶分享。
God has placed a husband and wife with regard to sexual relations on an equal level.
夫妻在性关系上，在上帝的眼里是同等。
The woman is not there merely to satisfy the man.
在上帝的眼里，女人不只是为了满足男人。
Neither may she use her body to manipulate her husband.
女人也不得使用她的身体来操纵她的丈夫。
Neither the husband nor the wife has sole control over sex.
无论丈夫还是妻子都不能唯一的控制性的需求。
We may call the fourth principle the principle of priority.
第四个原则是优先的原则。
We find it in verse 5.
我们发现在第五章第五节。
Do not deprive each other except by mutual consent and for a time, so that you may devote yourselves to prayer. Then come together again so that Satan will not tempt you because of your lack of self-control.
七章五节，夫妻不可彼此归附，除非两厢情愿，暂时分房。为了专心祷告方可，以后乃要同房，免得撒旦趁着你们情不自禁引诱你们。
Marriage removes even prayer as a reason to forgo sexual relations unless the pause is brief and by mutual consent.
在婚姻里，甚至除去以祈祷为理由放弃性关系，除非这是暂时性的、短暂的，除非是双方同意的。
The thrust of verse 5 is the command not to deprive your spouse.
第五节的主旨是不要博取你的配偶的性要求。
You steal from your spouse if you do not give sexually as you should.
如果你不回应你配偶的性要求，这相当于偷窃的行为。
Paul gives one exception.
保罗给出一个例外。
A couple can agree to set aside time for prayer and abstain from sexual relations.
一对夫妇可以同意拨出时间祈祷，放弃性关系，但是双方必须同意。
They must agree.
他们必须同意。
The time must be limited.
时间必须是短暂的。
Now, prayer is a high priority in the Christian life.
祈祷是基督徒生活的重点。
But the sexual relation within marriage is almost as important.
但婚内的性关系也是非常重要的。
Prayer is only a temporary excuse.
祈祷只是暂时的借口。
And the couple must agree to it.
夫妻必须同意。
Sexual intimacy within marriage is both right and proper.
婚内的性亲密是天经地义的事情。
God created it that way.
上帝创造这种方式。
He blesses it.
上帝祝福这种方式。
He encourages it.
他鼓励这种方式。
He requires a married couple to work at it together.
他要求夫妇一起努力。
This brings us to the second main point.
这我们来到第二个要点。
God has enclosed sexual intimacy within marriage.
神封闭婚内的性生活。
Sexual intimacy outside of marriage is sinful.
婚外的性生活是罪恶的。
Now both Gentile Corinthians and many Jews would have thought differently.
外邦人、哥林多人还有许多犹太人会有不同的想法。
Now Jews clearly understood that adultery was wrong.
犹太人非常清楚地知道通奸是错误的。
But they often limited wrongful action to relationships with married women.
这种错误的行为他们 往往汲取你和已婚的妇女的关系。
Now the Corinthians were known in the ancient world for their sexual immorality.
在古代的社会，哥林多人是以淫乱闻名的。
Therefore, God had to correct both Jew and Gentile concerning wrong views about sexual intimacy.
因此，神必须纠正犹太人跟外邦人有关性亲密的错误的观点。
First, the believer does not have the freedom to misuse the body.
首先，信徒没有自由滥用自己的身体。
When a person places their trust in Jesus, God forgives them of their sin.
当一个人信耶稣，上帝赦免他们的罪。
But Jesus also gives His Spirit.
与此同时，耶稣也给信徒上帝的灵。
He connects the believer by His Spirit to other believers.
上帝用上帝的灵来连接信徒和信徒之间。
And He connects the believer to Himself.
上帝的灵同时也连接信徒和上帝本身。
You become a member of the body of Christ.
你变成基督身体的成员。
You as body, soul, and spirit are connected by God to Christ.
上帝通过你的身体、你的心和你的精神和基督连接在一起。
Your body is a member of Christ Himself.
你的身体是基督身体的成员之一。
Look at 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verse 15.
请看哥林多前书六章十五节。
This is exactly what Paul says.
这是保罗所说的。
Do you not know that your bodies are members of Christ Himself?
你知道不知道你的身体是基督的肢体？
What you do to your body, you are doing to Jesus.
你如何对待你的身体，就是你如何对待耶稣基督。
Look at the rest of verse 15.
请看第十五节的其他部分。
What Paul says should shock us.
保罗所说的会使我们惊叹。
Shall I then take the members of Christ and unite them with a prostitute? Never.
保罗说，难道我们可以将基督的成员和妓女团结在一起吗？当然不行。
You do not have the freedom to do with your body as you wish.
如何对待你的身体，你不能够随便，也没有自由。
We need to think as Jesus thinks.
我们需要跟随耶稣的思路。
We need to act as Jesus acts.
耶稣的行为是我们的榜样。
Our bodies are members of Christ.
我们的身体是基督的成员。
We submit our bodies to His will.
我们如何对待我们的身体，以神的旨意为主。
God by His Spirit lives in the bodies of believers.
上帝借着圣灵住在信徒的身体。
Look at verse 19.
请看第十九节。
Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit who is in you?
你不知道你的身体是圣灵的殿吗？谁在你里头？
You take God with you into everything you do.
你所做的一切和让神和你同在。
You may have control over your body, but it does not belong to you.
你可能有能力控制你的身体，可是你的身体不属于你的。
If you have placed your faith in Jesus Christ, God has bought you with the blood of Jesus.
如果你把信心给耶稣基督，上帝把耶稣的血送给你。
You are not your own master.
你不是你自己的主人。
Therefore, you are obligated to do with your bodies that which God wants.
因此，你有责任如何对待你的身体，以神的旨意为主。
God says, flee from sexual immorality, verse 18.
上帝说，逃离淫乱，第十八节。
The word translated sexual immorality refers to all types of sexual sins.
淫乱这个词的翻译是指所有类型的性罪。
It's more than adultery.
不只是通奸。
It's the Greek word from which we get the English word pornography.
英文单词里面的色情是从希腊文中而来的。
It refers to all sexual activity outside the marriage of a man and a woman.
它指的是一个男人跟一个女人在婚姻之外所有的性生活。
Flee from sexual immorality.
逃离淫乱。
You must make it a habit to run from everything that would lead you into sexual immorality.
你必须养成一个习惯，逃离任何会引导你进入淫乱的行动。
Earlier this summer, I heard that one of the big cats got loose at the Basel Zoo.
今年夏天，我听说在巴塞尔动物园有老虎、狮子走出笼子坏。
If you were there when that happened, what would you do?
如果你在现场，当这样的一件事情发生的时候，你会怎么样呢？怎么做呢？
Would you wait until you saw the animal before seeking safety?
你会等到你和老虎、狮子面对面的时候才寻求安全吗？
Would you pause to take a selfie with the animal behind you? Phone or?
还是你会停下来和你站在你身后的老虎、狮子自拍吗？
Would you finish eating your lunch?
你会先吃完午饭吗？
Or would you respond immediately to the announcement?
还是你会立刻就响应这样的一个通告？
Go quickly to the nearest building and get inside.
立刻跑到最近的建筑物里面藏起来。
Don't delay.
不要拖延。
Flee for your safety.
为了你的安全跑。
Flee also from sexual immorality.
淫乱也是这样。
Flee for your own safety.
为了你的安全跑。
As soon as danger is announced, flee.
一旦危险宣布，逃。
There's a picture in Proverbs of a young man who failed to flee.
在箴言里面有一个年轻人，他没来得及跑。
He headed down a street where a woman lived who was not faithful to her husband.
他走在街上，往一个女人的家里前进，是一个不忠于自己丈夫的女人。
The writer implies that he should not have strayed in that direction.
意思意味着他不应该往那个方向走。
The conversation that is recorded implies that he knew this woman.
所记录的谈话里面暗示他认识这个女人。
He should have been warned away.
他应该已经被警告了。
She met him and kissed him.
这个女人见了他，吻了他。
He should have fled.
他应该逃离。
But he stayed and listened to her flattery.
但他留下来，听了她的媚词。
He should have run quickly.
他应该立刻跑。
But what happened?
但是什么事情发生了呢？
All at once he followed her like an ox going to the slaughter.
突然间他就像跟着，就像一头牛被带去宰杀场。
It would cost him his life.
他付出了生命的代价。
Sexual intimacy is meant to stay within marriage.
性生活是必须保持在婚姻关系中。
Outside of marriage, it is sinful.
在婚外的性生活是罪。
And it will destroy you.
它会毁灭你。
The believer does not have freedom to indulge in immoral thoughts.
信徒没有这样的自由，有不道德的想思路。
There are many, even Christians, who believe that they would never go as far as that young man.
有许多人，甚至信徒，都相信他们不会走这条路。
But they fail to understand that it begins in the thought life.
但是他们不管，一有了念头，就已经开始走这条路了。
The believer does not have the freedom to indulge in immoral thoughts.
信徒没有沉迷不道德想法的自由。
Jesus made it clear in the Sermon on the Mount.
耶稣在登山宝的讲道清楚地指出这一点。
You have heard that it was said, do not commit adultery.
他说你们听见了不可奸淫。
But I tell you that anyone who looks at a woman lustfully has already committed adultery with her in his heart.
但我告诉你，谁看一个女人就动淫乱的念头，已经在他的心和他犯了通奸。
Sexual immorality begins in the heart.
淫乱开始于心。
It can take place in the heart.
它可以在心里面已经发生了。
It doesn't have to end in an action to be sin.
罪不是淫乱的。不只是奸淫的行动。
Pornography is sin.
色情也是罪。
Sexually desiring a woman who is not your wife is sin.
渴望一个不属于你的妻子的女人也是罪。
This is true for married men as well as unmarried men.
这里指的是已婚的男人，同时也指未婚的男人。
But it's not just a problem for men.
这不只是男人的问题。
Women can sin in this area as well.
女人也可以在这个领域里面犯罪。
It may be a physical desire.
可能是肉体的欲望。
But often it develops differently.
但是往往它的发展是不同的。
Romance novels play on women's desires.
爱情小说是以女性的欲望、性欲望为主。
It tempts you to desire something you do not have.
它引诱你渴望你没有的东西。
And desiring a man other than your husband is sin.
要得到你丈夫以外的男人也是罪。
What begins in the mind often leads to action.
在脑海中开始的事情往往会导致行动。
Don't even start down that path.
不要沿着这条道路开始。
Don't indulge your thoughts in immorality.
不要沉迷不道德的想法。
Flee from sexual immorality.
远离逃淫乱。
Jesus continued in the Sermon on the Mount with drastic measures to be a halt to immorality.
耶稣在登山宝严厉的训斥是为了停止不道德的行为。
If your right eye causes you to sin, gouge it out and throw it away.
如果你的眼睛使你犯罪，挖出来，扔了它。
It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell.
失去身体的一部分比全身被扔到地狱里面来得好。
Jesus was speaking figuratively, but seriously.
耶稣用比喻的方法，可是他是认真的。
If physical sight was the cause, and blindness was the solution, both eyes would have to be removed.
如果视觉是问题的原因，失去视觉是问题的答案，那么挖出双眼扔了。
Jesus was saying, take whatever action necessary to avoid sin.
耶稣所要说的其实是为了避免犯罪，你们必须付出一切。
As a college student, I took a somewhat long route to my train in order to avoid a certain newsstand.
当我是学生的时候，为了避免经过一间卖报的小店，我选择另外一条路。
It had a display of pictures which I needed to avoid.
因为在这卖报店里面有一些照片，我必须回避。
I know a family that had their computer in the living room.
我认识一个家庭，他们把家里的电脑放在客厅的中间。
All could see it.
每一个人都能看到。
No one could secretly watch what should not be watched.
没有人能够偷偷的看不应该看的。
One man threw out his television to get rid of the temptation in his home.
有一个人把他的电视扔了，为了回避引诱。
Take whatever action is necessary to avoid sinning.
为了避免犯罪，必须付出一切。
Sexual intimacy outside of marriage, whether in thought or action, is sinful.
性关系，亲密的性关系，在婚姻之外，不论是念头还是行为，都是罪。
God created sexual intimacy as part of His very good creation.
性关系，亲密的关系，是上帝美好的创造。
He gave it to a husband and wife to enjoy.
上帝把性关系，亲密的性关系，给了丈夫和妻子。
He enclosed it in marriage.
上帝把这样的一种关系封闭在婚姻里。
Marriage protects it.
婚姻保护这样的一种关系。
The commitment of marriage enhances it.
婚姻的承诺使性关系变得更好。
It is right and good within marriage.
在婚姻里，这是好事，这是天经地义的事情。
But outside of marriage, sexual intimacy becomes sinful.
但是在婚姻之外，性关系变成是罪。
It is rebellion against God's design and purpose.
这是反抗上帝的设置跟用意。
It is wrong for the married person to be unfaithful to their spouse.
不忠于自己的伴侣是不对的。
It is wrong for the single person because God intended it for marriage.
单身的也不行，因为上帝创造性关系是在婚姻里。
God uses the relationship of husband and wife to picture his relationship to his people.
上帝用丈夫跟妻子的关系来告诉我们，上帝和我们的关系也是如此。
The Old Testament pictures Israel as God's wife.
在旧约里，以色列如同上帝的妻子。
The New Testament refers to the church as the bride of Christ.
在新约里，教会如同基督的妻子。
God calls unfaithfulness to him spiritual adultery.
不忠于神的，就如犯了属灵的奸淫。
Sexual sins have a special seriousness.
性罪有一个特别的严重的。
Paul says that all other sins are outside your body.
保罗说，所有的罪都在身外。
Sexual sins are against your own body.
但是性罪是在你的身体里。
Sexual sins distort the picture of the relationship of God to His people.
性罪歪曲了上帝和人的关系。
Sexual sins corrupt the picture which we have of God Himself.
性罪破坏了人对神的形象。
So flee from sexual immorality.
逃离性罪的发生。
The married, however, may treat this as a gift from God.
结婚的人会感谢这是上帝的礼物。
It's not for selfish ends.
不是为了你的需要。
It's a tool to serve your partner.
是为了你的伴。
It's a gift to both of you.
是上帝给你们两个人的礼物。
God has enclosed sexual intimacy in marriage, and that is where it belongs.
性关系属于婚内的生活。